Yeah, sure. People in democracies all the time embrace authoritarianism. There are all kinds of cases where that's the case. People have the right to want to live in an authoritarian state. They have the right to have their government monitor and spy on everybody. But at the same time, there are basic individual rights that even majorities are not permitted to infringe upon. That's why most Western countries have constitutions and most countries around the world have subscribed to treaties. So even if 89% or 97% of the people of a population want to trample on the rights of others, they actually don't have the right to do that, even in democracy. And I think mass surveillance does that. But the more important point is, you know, why did this terrorist attack occur, even though these Western countries are spending so much on surveillance? And I think the answer is that if you focus on actual terrorists and surveil them, you can be successful in stopping attacks. But when you engage in mass surveillance, putting hundreds of millions of people under a surveillance microscope, it becomes extremely difficult to find the people who attacked the Boston Marathon or the people who attack Charlie Hebdo in Paris. And I think it's a failure of governments when they do even more mass surveillance in the wake of these attacks.